This insert is brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.capepulpit.co.za.
On the line, we've got Tsipokazi Jonah. She's a writer, a performer, a poet, and the director of Wrestling Dawn Art. That's a performing arts and creative writing company which focuses on the development of writers and performers in South Africa. We've got much to talk about. Her work on hashtag We Are Dying Here. The stage production, the film production, the short film is coming out soon. But I've got to jump in here. First of all, a very good morning to you, Tsipokazi. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Fred. Thank you.
I want to play one of your poems, if I may. I have my hands on it. I'd like to play it for our listeners, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. There's a lot going on around hashtag We Are Dying, gender-based violence, and it requires our attention. This poem of yours just took my breath away when I heard it. So I'm going to play it, and I'd love to hear some comment on it, and it's inspirational. So have a listen to it.
Ufikile unogumbe. Ukalelekile akankonkozi udilize umkubasi. There is a flood inside our house. The water climbs the walls when we weep. It does not let us breathe. Everything is wet with grief. Before this pandemic, we would cast a funeral song into the dark like a flare, and the neighbors would come strengthen our arms as we drove the water out the door. Before grief reached our ankles, before it swept us to our knees, before it flowed into the pots and our beds, to mourn meant a community gathered like a bank between you and the river of death. Now death has dampened this ritual. We mourn alone. The neighbors lift their own arms to relieve the water in their lungs. We are all drowning. This flood has reached into the inner rooms and quenched lives young and old. It has taken what we are not ready to lose. It spits the lives and stories of the living into the street as injured furniture. Like the pensioner, in line for a social grant, whose life makes no space to protest at the beach, still she returns home clothes soaked. Or the man who dies for a beer in his own backyard. The nurse who ties a tattered mask together with prayer and is still unprotected, or the artist who contemplates whether to eat her own words to ease the hunger and art starves. This flood ruins all of us. So what of the after, when the depth of this moment is absorbed by history? Who will we be? We are a people that know how to rebuild from the remnants of disaster. And we will do it again and again. When we salvage for what is usable, may we find ourselves baptized into something new, with new ways of mourning, and reciting the names of those we have lost, and memories that never sink.
Tsipokazi Jonas, what does not sink? She's on the line with us if you've just joined us. Tsipokazi, wow, that is so powerful. I think you have summed up what so many of us are feeling.
That was my hope. That was my hope, right? Because I think when the call came to write this poem, one of the first things that I thought about was actually sort of difficult trying to know exactly what to write about, because there are so many ways in which COVID has impacted all of us.
Mm.
But soon before, not long before that, rather, a friend of mine had lost her father, and we weren't able to go to the funeral, weren't able to go back home to support her, and we had to attend the prayer service via Zoom.
Yeah.
And so that, for me, really hit hard about how the ways of mourning have changed and how community itself, or the idea of community, has been upended. And so that poem was really thinking about how pervasive this impact has been, but also really what we've lost and what we're feeling.
Yeah, you were commissioned to write that. Tell us more about that commission.
Yes, so just before Sona, I had received a call because they were looking to change direction a little bit. Most of the time it's been praise poets that they've had, but also because of the change of having a hybrid sona, they wanted to have only a few people within Parliament, and then the rest of us would be pre-recorded. And so when they reached out, they asked specifically to memorialize victims of COVID, as well as to encourage the country and bring some kind of comfort that we're going to make it through. And so that was the brief that I received.
Yeah, what a powerful poem, and what a platform on which to share it, Sibukazi. I mean, that's despite what's going on, and you've really summed it up beautifully in that poem, but to see this year for you being able to express yourself during lockdown as an artist, despite all of the challenges, it almost feels like you yourself was given an opportunity to fly, yet there was a lockdown.
Oh, absolutely. But I think also this is an opportunity to open a door for more spoken word artists to be able to use this platform. And I hope that in the subsequent years, they'll invite more and more poets to actually come and share, because it was an opportunity to show just the hard work that we've been engaged in the country for decades. And I'm just thinking about spoken word, because obviously it precedes it for much longer than decades.
Yes.
But the work that we've been doing and the talent that's actually in this country, we're spoiled for choice.
Yeah.
And so it was definitely, personally, it was such an honor to be able to write something and to share it with the country as a whole. But really, it's a big moment for poetry as well. And I'm hoping that there are many poets who may have watched that moment and thought, I want to do that one day. I'd love to do it and work towards that.
Yeah, that's what this country needs. People that can stand up there, and we can look up to them and say, wow, I want to be like that. The mentors, the leaders that we need. We move to hashtag We Are Dying Here, written by Sibukazi Jonas. That stage production went out in July 2020, even mentioned in Time Out in New York as one of the best productions to stream during lockdown. You know, it's great getting things acclaimed, but at the end of the day, this is about the pain of being a woman in South Africa. That's really the gist of this. Grateful that there's acclaim, but there's hurt here, isn't there, Sibukazi? And there's desperation, and there's a need for a spotlight to shine on things, and there's a hope it can make a difference. It's like so much into hashtag We Are Dying Here.
That's spot on, Brad. In fact, when we started writing, I wrote this with a fellow poet, Hope Nechibambe, and Babalwa Magwetu, who's a musician. So we created it together.
Yes.
When the instinct for it actually was after the death of Uyinene Mrwetyana and the trending of a number of women that we lost to femicide. And because a lot of my work deals with hope, right, and that's deeply rooted in my faith.
Yes.
And it was one of the first times where I truly felt hopeless. And there was this sense of fear in that moment, because it was in the news. Because I live in Cape Town, I actually live quite close to that post office.
Wow.
So there's something about proximity that made it feel a lot more visceral. And so trying to find how to use art to be hopeful and to speak, and it was really, really impossible. And so we decided to use this production to just share our feelings and how we felt, and really tap into those feelings rather than to sort of paper over them. And so when we wrote that production in 2019, we had the first version. Then we took it to Joburg for a performance. And then when lockdown happened, we actually had an opportunity, because we recorded it, we were able to stream it online. And that's when that happened. So as you say, it's been wonderful to get all of this recognition, but it has been about giving a language to our experience of being women in South Africa.
Yeah, and the director of the short film version of hashtag We Are Dying Here, Shane Vermoten, somebody I know well, also here from the northern suburbs of Cape Town, and he said when he watched this, he had tears running down his face, Sibukazi, and he said that he simply had to turn this into a production. How did that conversation go amongst all of you as a group?
Oh, my goodness. And Shane is incredible. I met him and Bianca at the Justice Conference, which was an incredible conference a few years ago. And then we became friends and we worked on some other projects. But when we're streaming this production, he's absolutely being honest when he says that he cried.
Yeah.
Because they called me and said, we've seen this and we want to find a way of broadening the audience so it can reach more people. Because obviously in terms of access, when it comes to a theater production, it's harder to get more people to come. And because their medium as optical films is film, they said, we have to make this film. Please, can we make this film? Because this is how we want to contribute to the conversation. And that's how it started. And we took it from there, and it's been unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, we also know the Khaleesi Foundation, Rachel and Sia, executive producers of the short film. So, I mean, the kind of attention being drawn to this, and rightly so, is so beneficial to what you are trying to say and have very clearly said through this production. So when people get behind you like this and believe in you, I mean, this must push you to greater heights and saying, ooh, I wonder what's going to be next.
Certainly. I mean, we're excited, but I think what's been really encouraging is to see so many young people who are passionate about social impact, who are passionate about getting this particular message out there. And so it's really felt like all of these partnerships that have happened, because even the crew, so many people watched that screening and said, I have to be part of this. Mm. And our hope is that with that, we'll actually be able to have impact, not just in South Africa, but globally. And we're excited to see where we're going to go as well.
And with the Pan-African Film Festival that's going to be having the global premiere of hashtag We Are Dying Here, I mean, that in itself is also a great thing. Do you know the date specifically between the 28th of Feb when it starts and the 14th of March when it ends? Do you know when the premiere is going to be?
So because the festival has gone digital now, yes, it's actually going to be available throughout the festival. So it won't just be specific days. They've decided to screen the film throughout the festival. So all of our US followers and friends and family will actually be able to watch between that entire period.
That's exciting time. So I have to ask you what's next, because somebody who's creative as you and who expresses themselves from feeling and someone who's clearly very passionate, there's something stirring inside of your heart. So can you give us a little bit of a glimpse, like what's on your pen? what's on your pen and paper at the moment? What's got you staring at the ceiling in your bed saying, running words around and around in there?
Well, there's actually a couple of projects that I'm involved with right now. Mm-hmm. Some of them I can't quite speak about.
Oh.
But outside of writing, I'm actually part of a team that's curating for the Time of the Writer Festival in Durban. So for Human Rights Day, we've set out a call for poets to actually send their poems about human rights. They can check all the details on Time of the Writer Festival on their website. And I'm part of the team that's curating and getting poems together for publication, actually, on human rights. And so that's really exciting. That's happening throughout March.
So it's a big month coming up. If you want some more information about that, about the short film that we're talking about and behind the scenes and the official trailer, the website is wearedyinghere.film.com. wearedyinghere.film.com. Just before I let you go, Sibukazi, I just want to talk very briefly just about Wrestling Dawn Arts and about focus on developing writers and performers. I mean, what are you seeing out there as a mentor and a leader? I mean, are you seeing the hunger out there of people who want to step into the space just like you?
100%. I keep saying that the future is in safe hands as I see younger poets who are coming into the scene, whether it's just in terms of writing, whether it's in performance. But we have people that are not afraid to tell the truth, people that are really, really passionate about what matters, people that care about what's happening in the environment, what's happening in society. And there are so many of them where I think, oh, my goodness, when I was that age, I was not nearly that talented. Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm really, really excited about the future. I think we have a lot to learn from this generation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right when you say that the future is in safe hands. We're seeing it in the church with the youth movements and all of that are standing there. And so often we wonder what's going to happen with the next generation. And then you see every now and again, you get a glimpse into what's bubbling under. And you say, hang on a moment, we never saw these young people doing this. No one ever told us this was going on. And I'm grateful that we can shine a spotlight on that. What a pleasure hanging out with you today. Sibukazi Jonas, a writer, performer, a poet. You even heard a poet at the beginning of this conversation. Also the director of Wrestling Dawn Arts, a performing arts and creative writing company. Sibukazi, yes, to a beautiful Friday, and have a great and peaceful weekend.
Thank you so much, Brad. You too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.